This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Despite a continuing surge in coronavirus cases in Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine has stopped short of issuing a statewide shutdown, opting instead for a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. The decision was driven in part by concerns over the impact a shutdown could have on the state's struggling restaurant industry. DeWine had said last week he was considering closing bars, restaurants, and gyms, as he did in the spring, to stop the spread of coronavirus. But he says the new three-week curfew is an attempt to keep people and industry healthy.
We think that we could accomplish, frankly, a lot more by having this curfew than we could at closing one or two different business sectors. And so we're going to try this for 21 days.
DeWine decided against a closure right now after receiving emails from restaurant workers throughout the state.
You know, every employee has a story. Every owner has a story as well. So what we tried to do is balance things, but we have to take action.
One of those owners is Rebecca Gillespie. This past May, she and her husband bought Tree City Coffee in Kent, which opened 9 years ago.
I've always wanted to have my own little place where people could come and have a drink. My passion is baking, but I've spent 20 years in the medical field, and so it was just time for me to move on and try to make my dream come true.
For the past several months, the Cozy Shop has been filled with socially distanced, masked students enjoying lattes and baked goods. But she worries that would change if restaurants have to close their dining rooms again, as they did from March until just before Memorial Day.
I'm nervous, as I think any business owner would be right now to have to go through that again.
During Tuesday's press conference, the head of the Ohio Restaurant Association, John Barker, outlined some of the reasons restaurant owners are nervous.
Many of them are facing sales that have been down between 20 and 70% versus the same time a year ago. At the same time, they have all these PPE costs that are very significant. And I even saw over the last couple of weeks the installation of new air filtration systems and units in restaurants all over the place.
In Northeast Ohio, one of the restaurant chains that's made those types of investments is Zeppi's.
Shutting small business down is not the answer, in my opinion.
That's Gianna Cerisi. Her family started Zeppi's in 1986. The Bedford Heights-based chain has grown throughout Northeast Ohio to include three larger Italian sit-down restaurants and more than a dozen pizzerias. She says businesses that are doing a good job keeping things clean and socially distanced should not have to face closure.
Come in, make sure that restaurants are doing it accurately. I saw a friend post on Facebook the other day how, oh my gosh, we need shut down. I was at this restaurant. People were, you know, neck and neck. They weren't following, you know, wearing masks. Nobody was enforcing it. Those people give us a bad name. Go ahead, go in, check them out. They're not doing it right, then shut them down. But for the little guys like us, we're doing the right things. Don't shut us down because we're doing everything possible that we could do to keep our people safe.
She says carryout and delivery sales have helped, but closing dining rooms would eat into their already weakened bottom line.
I'm not really sure how long we could ride it out. We're going to do our best to maintain our carryout delivery. Catering and parties are always a big thing this time of year. We usually have our Breakfast with Santa that we do this time of year, which is a wonderful thing. We love to do it. It's holiday time, and we're not going to have any of that. So,
in Hudson, Farinacci's Pizza currently offers only carryout. Dave Janotka and his wife bought the place in 2009. A few years later, he had a kidney transplant, so he does not want to put himself or his staff at risk for coronavirus. The dining room has been closed since March when they switched to curbside pickup only.
You know, pizza comes in a box. It's been in a box for years and years and years, so a lot of customers feel comfortable getting food like that. I feel badly for restaurants that have food that are not in a box, that you are used to dining in more like, you know, a more, I don't know, like steak and lobster and things. It's not the same, and I feel badly for them because of that. But some of them are my friends. Well, I just pray for them and go, Lord, I don't know how they're going to make it, but I pray that you give them grace.
The new curfew goes into effect Thursday. Even the exceptions are intended to soften the blow to restaurants, allowing them to continue offering takeout or drive-through after 10 p.m. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.